the interest really centred eventually on Erling Crossan. Of the three Donegal athletes that travelled, obviously, Ireland was the only one on the start team. Obviously the Erin and young Fintan Dewhurst will have gained immensely by being involved in the camp in South Africa prior to the championships, and indeed being involved in an international pre-camp, you know, before a world championships. That will be invaluable for them going forward. But when it came down to the crunch, to start this morning, Arlene was the only start athlete. She was in the 4x4, and the 4x4, she ran an unbelievable split, 51:49 for her. She was the fourth. She was the anchor leg. She got the baton in the 4x4 in her heat. She got the baton in about sixth place and got herself up on the fifth, and eventually really pulled a serious 6-7 meters on the Botswana girl over the last maybe 200 meters. So she'll be very, very happy with her performance. She responded extremely well. She fought very hard. She did what athletes in the relay need to do, just get every inch out of that run for home. He did that. So she can be very, very proud with her performance today. Now, no doubt she will be back in action tomorrow. The situation, background to this is, 8 teams would have qualified today for the final tomorrow through the various heats, through the fastest losers. Ireland weren't amongst that group. I'm talking about the 4x4, of course. They weren't in that group, the 4x4 women. But they have another opportunity tomorrow, and they need to finish top two. There are 2 heats. They need to finish top 2, and that would qualify them for the World Championships next year in Beijing. And this is what this is all about, qualification for championships down the road. And indeed, of course, Arlene and her performance today has put a serious marker down for the European Championships, which will be held late summer in Birmingham. So that's a big, big positive. And, this whole exhibition, this whole story in South Africa and Botswana for her has been such a success, and it will set her up unbelievably for the season ahead, as it will for Erin, because this is a new experience for her. Daily training in an international environment, a young athlete, and that would have been good for her, as would be the case with Fintan. But possibly Erin may get her on in the heats tomorrow, but we'll have to wait. They don't declare the team until about 30, 40 minutes before they start, so we'll have to wait out on that one. But at the moment, Arlene Crossan would be happy the way she's come out of this today. That was the story over there. The other Irish team was the mixed 4x4. You had Sophie Becker and you had Mosley in that team, and they did not qualify. But they will go back into action tomorrow. I kind of half fancy them to maybe get one of the 2 top spots in the mixed 4x4 relay. They were very close to it today. They were in a qualified position right up until the end, but it didn't happen, and that's it. Now, this team that Arlene's in, and that 4x4 women, is a new team. There was no Adelecki. She didn't travel from the States, so she will have to come into that team eventually, and that will no doubt boost that team when they get to the European Championships in Birmingham, and indeed hopefully when they get to Beijing next year. So that's the background to Botswana and the World Relay Championships. Very exciting. The relays are actually very, very exciting. When you see the action and countries vying for positions, fighting, and that was just exactly the case this morning. Now, what other stories have we? Well, Emer McCarr was running in the States over the weekend. She running for University, Bradley University, Illinois. She won the steeplechase in her meet, and Connor Kelly was in action as well down in Texas for his university in the 400 metres. He ran a 47.98, which is the first time since he went to the States on scholarship that he's broken 48. He has struggled to a slight degree since he went to the States, so we're just hoping that it's a settling in thing, and that he will eventually break through to the athlete that he is. Indeed, as you know, he was the European Under 20 champion last year, so that's the background to his story. So that's really it. Botswana back in action tomorrow down there in Africa. A massive atmosphere with a full stadium, and obviously getting behind their local Botswana teams, and that's the story. So a good news day for Erin Crossan after a long, long journey in athletics for her. She started as a young, young girl and, you know, went through all the different events and got through, you know, and you know, she had good days and bad days. Went to the States on scholarship at one point in time. That didn't work. Back home, got stuck in. And a big, great credit to her coach, Shauna Carlin, who stuck by her through thick and thin over all that period of time. And now, you know, now this was her best situation ever. And that split, let's get that split right in her. Everybody remember, 51-49 split, the anchor leg. She was the fastest Irish girl in the 4x4 relay earlier today.